You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We learned the first two Mishnahs. Okay. We learned Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. On page 3 in these booklets is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet are going to make a contrast between Trumas and Maisris as opposed to Challah. That sometimes you chayv in Trumas and Maisris and you're not chayv in Challah, and sometimes you chayv in Challah and you're not chayv in Trumas and Maisris. Well, the opening Mishnah already told us Challah is only if you bake cake or cookies or bread from these chameshes mini dogon, wheat and barley and so on. And if you have potatoes and oranges and apples and everything else, you chayv in Trumas Maisris, you're not chayv in Challah. That's obvious, the Mishnah is going to have that. But where do you have a Hecha Timtze that you chayv in Challah and you're not chayv in Trumas Maisris? So that's Mishnah Gimel. Le'elu chayovim b'Challah upturim min ha-Maisris. What would that be referring to? So the Mishnah says, ha-leket b'ha-shikha b'ha-peah b'ha-hefker. What is the Rash quotes from the Yerushalmi? What is the yisoid of the chiyuv to give trumas and maisris? So the pasuk says you have to support the kohanim and the levim because lo not lechelik boros. The kohanim and levim didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. If they get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael like everybody else, an equal share, so let them work on their field. So why are we mechiyuv to support them? The answer is they didn't get a chelik. And they're doing hakrovas hakrabonis and the Beis HaMikdash, we're mechuyev to support them. Moshe Enikin said that's only on such payers that grew in our field and it belongs to us and the Kohen the Levi has no right to take it. What about Matnas Aniyim? The Yisrael has a farm and then he has to designate payer or leket or shikra. He forgot the leket fell down. So the leket shikra payer. All the Anim in the world have a right to take it, including Anim who are Kohanim Alevim. So you can't say you should give Trumas and Maisis to the Kohanim Alevim. Ki ein lechel v'nach le'imach. What in ki ein lechel v'nach le'imach? So the Yishami says, Yotza zeh, she yesh lechel v'nach le'imach. The Kohanim Alevim, if they would be Anim, they would be entitled to take the leket shikha peya also. So therefore, when an Oni picks up leket shikha peya and he keeps it for himself, and then he makes meruach. He collects a ton of it and he puts it all together. So that he's not chayv to be mafresh. Minatari is not chayv to be mafresh trumas and maisis on that because yotzei zeh sheyesh lechelik v'nach le'imach. That's how the Rash Tosis and Bava Kama. The Tosis quotes that from the Talmud Yerushalmi. How do you know that hefker is potter? So hefker is another pasuk. It says, Aser tasis kal tua zarecha, hayotzi asad ashan ashana. So tua zarecha prat lehefker. If it's hefker, you're not chayiv in trumas and maisus. Rashi and Bava Kama, on Daf Chav Zayin, I think, Rashi and Bava Kama writes that the reason why leket shikho peya are potter from trumas and maisus, when the oni takes it and he keeps it, and he succeeds in collecting a ton, so Minatari is not chayv at all. The Gemara says that midrabbanim shemar esayin. Sometimes if he has a ton, so it looks as if it's all his. But Minatari the din is leket shikra pei. Even if he has a ton of it, he's not chayv in trumas and maisris. So Rashi writes the reason why it's potter is because it's hefker. What do you mean it's hefker? It's not hefker. It belongs to the shevet anim. So Rashi apparently thinks that it's hefker for the anim. It's hefker for name. The leket shikra peya no longer belongs to the balabas. It's hefker, but normally hefker is kol hakodim zocha. Whoever wants can grab it, whether you're wealthy or poor. And leket shikra peya is only hefker for anim. It's not hefker lashir. So Tosis Tainis against Rashi. How can that be the pshat? There's a mishnah peya where there's a machlokes b'sham and b'silo. What if a person has something, has $1 million, he puts it out on the table and he says, "I'm mafka all the money, only an aniim v'lo l'ashir. Only aniim have a right to take it, ashirim have no right to take it." So b'sham I say hefka l'aniim havi hefka. It's a valid hefka and aniim have a right to take it. B'silo disagree, and they say no. That how do you know that hefka exists bechlal? There are two kinds of hefker. When the Baruch Hashem created the world, so everything was hefker, everything was up for grabs. So that's the initial world was hefker. But then Someone was Zeichad and I have Kedis, someone was Zeichad that, someone was Zeichad that. So the whole world was already nicknamed to people. How do you know that if I own something, I have the ability to declare it as Hefker, that it can revert back to the original state of Hefker? Initially, originally, everything in the world was Hefker. Baruch Hashem created the world, and it's up for grabs. Everything was Hefker. But if someone already was Zeichad in something, how do you know he has the ability to be Mafker it now? So the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim quote, the Yerushalmi learns it out from the Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, and it says, Hashviyas Tishmetenu Anitash Tavoch Lev Yoni Amecha. So the Paris that grow during Shnas HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to declare it as Hefker. Tishmetenu Anitash Tavoch. So the Yerushalmi asks, why does it have a Kefaloshin Tishmetenu Anitash Tavoch? It's good if it would say it once. Ashvi's Tishmetena, that you should declare the Perishvi should be Hefker, you should make them Hefker. So Yishalmi says the repetition of the word, Tishmetena and Tashma, is to teach me that not only are Perishvi's, not only can you make Hefker Perishvi's, all 7 years, anything that you have, any Peris, and anything you want, Karakam, Tam, whatever you want, you can be Mafker also. Yesh Lechem Tisha Cherishi Kazu, and that's Hefker. Not only is there a mitzvah, not only do you have the ability and there's a mitzvah to be mafka, the perishvias, that was a famous machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. They were contemporaries, they were both together in the Bezin and Svat in the 1500s, and they had a lot of pluktis, they had a lot of machlekes. And so one was, what does it mean that perishvias, the peris that grow in Mishnas HaShmita Hefker? So the Beis Yosef held, it's a mitzvah on the farmer that he should declare it as Hefker. And the Mabit held not so. He held that it's automatically Hefker. It's what we call Afkaita de Malka. The Rebbe Shalom declared that it's Hefker. So I think it's Zangenumen like the Beis Yosef. The mitzvah, it's not automatically Hefker. It's a mitzvah on the part of the Bala Soda. He should declare it as Hefker. That's what it says. Hashvi's Tishmetena. You, the owner of the field, should be Mafker.
What's Nafkemina?
Nafkemina is Perishvi's Hapata from Chumas and Maisers because it's Hefker. What if the Bala Sada is a wise guy and he's not Mafkerin? He doesn't want to, he's not Orthodox. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. There are some Jews in Eretz Yisrael who are not Orthodox. So they don't want to observe Shnas HaShmita. So they don't want to be Mafker anything. So, right? So can we say that that their parents are automatically Hefker and therefore they're part of Shumas and Maisers? He's saying no. Calls mom, they're not Mafker. It is Chayv in Shumas and Maisers because it's not Hefker. So the Beis Yosef holds.
Would he be able to work the land also then?
No. The land. This is about Kedusha's Perishvias. The Kedusha's Perishvias is Chal by itself. You don't need the farmer to declare that the Paris have a Kedusha's Perishvias. So the Mabit is of the opinion that whatever Paris have Kedusha's Perishvias are automatically Hefker by themselves. And the Beis Yosef holds no. Kedusha's Perishvias is Chal automatically. That's Min HaShemayim. But the Hefker has to be, the Balasada has to declare it as Hefker. Kolzman is not declaring it. It still belongs to him and it will still be Chayv in Shulmas and Maisers. And the Mabit holds no, that it's automatically Hefker.
If I went into that field on year?
Right, you would be a ganef if you would take it, unless the balabos gives you permission to take it. Because money's not mafkirid, you'd be a ganef. Exactly, right. Benegir to what? Benegir to kedusha. Benegir to kedusha's parish. Yeah, the parish have kedusha. There's a din. Kedusha's perish of Hoshe Shabbos Oetz Lechem Liyochlo. So the Kedusha's perish shvi'is makes it that you're supposed to eat the perish shvi'is. Some Achrenim want to say that you eat a banana that grows Shnas HaShmita, you got to say two brachas. You got to say Bar Pi Adoma, then you say Hashem Rishon, and so it's one Alachilas perish shvi'is. Others are not so keen about that because the Ramban counts it as one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam has a listing of the Taryag mitzvahs, and the Ramban deletes. Here and there he deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs, so the Ramban has to replace them with other mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban writes, Sheshoch HaCharam, that the Ramban forgot to count is, Kedushas Perishviyas, Oysa Shabbos Oetz Lachem Liyoch. So the Ramban writes, it's a mitzvah to eat Perishviyas. So some Achrenim wanted to say, according to the Ramban, you should say a brocha, Alachilas Perishviyas. If they said the Bichas Hanenin, it's questionable whether that's what he holds. Yeah. So the Kedusha's perish shvi'is is chal by itself. That is correct. But the shal is, what about the hefker? He said the hefker is also chal by itself. Well, the former has to be mafkin.
Some go to the field,
Yes, if normally the owner has to open up the fences and make it available that everyone should be able to take it.
I don't know, he said the words that I'm mafkin.
No, if he opens up defenses, and it's self-understood that it was just mafkir, he could be mafkir if there's an umdir in the mukha, but it's not like a neder or a shvud that you need levati b'sosayim. If it makes it obvious, all 6 years long, he has the fence locked, he doesn't want Kazlan to steal a peris. Shnas HaShmita, he opens up defenses, it's open to the public, so he's making it. So the Yerushalmi learns that. Yerushalmi seems to say like the Beis Yosef. Yerushalmi says, Tishmetenu and Atashta means the perish should be, is the farmer should be mafkir, that's Tishmetenu. And Atashta means, and whenever you want to be mafkir, anything, you want to be mafkir, a golden watch, or a house, or an automobile, whatever you're safer, whatever you want to be mafkir, it can be mafkir also, it doesn't have to be the Afghan connection, Mishnah Sashmita. So the Yerushalmi says, since that's the mocker, for the institution of Hefker, that such a thing exists, that if I own something, I have the ability to be mafkirit. So that's why Bisilul are of the opinion that it has to be Hefker, Laniyim Vilashir. Kishvius, that's the Loshon HaMishnah in Peya. Bisilul hold, if you mafkir Laniyim, Eino Hefker, Shefker, Laniyim Vilashir, and Kishvius. Because the whole mocker of Hefker is from the Posik Tishmantano and the Tashto, and the Perishvius, you have to be mafkir Lakol, to the rich and to the poor. Yeah, so Taisis Tainis against Rashi and Baba Kama and Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav Chef. So Taisis Tainis, how can Rashi say that the Leket Shikre Peya is Potter Menah Maisus because it's Hefker? What do you mean it's not Hefker? How can it be Hefker? It's only Anim have a right to take it. No such thing as Hefker Lanim. Hefker is only, the way we pass like this hill, Hefker is only valid if it's Hefker Lanim and Hashim. So the Oilom, so Taisis says it's not true. Hefker is learned that from one Pasik. Asetas is called Dvor Zarecha, Prat Lehefker, has to belong to you. And then the Leket Shikra Pei is based on a different drasha in the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rashi and the Rama both quote over here, that mocker. Two different pturim. Leket Shikra Pei is one ptur, Hefker is another ptur. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes, they quote the name, he didn't write the notes, they quote the name Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't see what the kasha of Taisis is. Rashi holds, probably, that Hefker Laniyim V'lo Lashirim is not a valid Hefker if the Balabas is Mafker. But here the Torah declares that it's Hefker. Halacha says that Leket Shikra Peya, you just declare it as Peya. The Leket Shikra, you don't even have to declare it, it happens by itself. But even Peya, which you declare it as Peya. Then Halacha says that the Peya becomes Hefker Laniyim V'lo Lashirim. You don't have the ability to be Mafker Laniyim Lashirim, but the Torah declares it. So it is Hefker. So Rashi Shita seems to be that it's all one din. Leket Shikra Peya and Hefker is all the same din. And Taisa says, no, they're really two different halachas. So what's the halacha over here? When is there, the Mishnah is going to have the details here. One is only Chayv and Shumas and Maisis on Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that's number one. That's a double partial like that. Barotz is Asmucha, the Gemara talks about a Chayv, Shumas and Maisis, and Chutz Lords also. So Tosis in Chulin in the first parak has a list of a lot of kashas, a long Tosis has a list of a lot of kashas, there's theories in Gemaras where the Chutz Lords is Chayv and the Rabbanan and Trumas and Maisis are not, and how come in France and Germany when that mafia is Trumas and Maisis, what's going on? So Tosis gives one teretz, nocha teretz, nocha teretz. Finally Tosis says the teretz that the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi, that only Aratz and Sasmuchas Eretz Yisrael, those countries that border on Eretz Yisrael, so they made a gzera midirabbanan, yimuchuiv to be mafish, chumas maisis there, a gzera, because they may be selling pears that grew in Eretz Yisrael and they just took them over the border. And you'll think that they grew in Syria and in Lebanon and in Egypt, and it really was brought from over the border, really came from Eretz Yisrael. So they made a gzera midirabbanan only by Aratz and Sasmuchas Eretz Yisrael. But the pears that grew in France and Germany, pears that grew in America, that's so far away from Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't make sense to make a gzer. If the Tanaim would have lived Bizman Hazeh, that they have airplanes, and they bring Paris from Eretz Yisrael to America the very next day, after they harvest it from the ground, they deliver it in New York, they're selling it the very next day. So if they would have lived in our generation, maybe they would have made a gzer all of Chutzlot, but they didn't live with airplanes. So the whole chashashma is only on Aratzis Hasmuchas, Eretz. Okay. So the whole chiv menator, the chiv chumus maisis is only in Eretz Yisrael. Leave out the gzera the rabbanon on chutzlords, how much of chutzlords was included. Minatora, many rishonim hold, that's how we paskin, there are more paskin to Shulchan Aruch. Minatora, the obligation to be machrish chumus and maisis only applies to dogon tirish. Yitzah dogon is the chameshis mini dogon. And tirish means wine. we assume that grapes also included. And Yitzah means Shem and Zayas, we assume that Zeis and Mar also included. And Banach Chumash holds no, only Tirosh, only the wine. The grapes are not Chayiv Min HaTorah in Shumas and Maisis. And Yitzah is only Shem and Zayas, and the Zeis and themselves are only Chayiv Min HaRabbanon in Shumas and Maisis. That's so. Rashi and Taisus derived in many Rishonim hold like that. Menachiyah, the chiyuv to be machir chumas and maisis is only on dog and tirosh of yitzchak, because that's how it says. Reish is degoncha tirosh chavitzarecha. Reish means the truma. So the chumash only speaks about truma on dog and tirosh of yitzchak, not on everything else. The Rambam shita is that Rambam understands that if tirosh, if grape juice is chayv in chumas and maisis, the grapes are also chayv in atur. And if yitzchak of shem and zayis is chayv in chumas and maisis, the zaysim also chayv in atur. And Shumas and Maisus. So Zeisim and Anovim are Chayim and Atar and Shumas and Maisus. So how can you distinguish between Zeisim and Anovim and all other fruits that grow on the tree? So the Rambam thinks that all Peris are Ilan are Chayim and Atar. The Gemara says, Maisa Yerik is the Rabban. Yeah, vegetables is only with the Rabban. Vegetables is Mirabban. Kidneys is Mirabban. But if you say that Tirosh doesn't only include grape juice, like the Rabbanon Chumash holds only grape juice is Chayv Min HaTorah, the grapes is Min Rabbanon, and only Shem and Zayis is Min HaTorah, and Zeisim is only Min Rabbanon. So Rambam holds not so. Rambam holds that like most of the Rishonim. The Akashas against the Ramban from Mishnayis. Mishnayis seem to say that the grapes and the olives are Chayv Min HaTorah. There are problems with that Ramban. So the Rambam holds that the grapes and the olives are also Chayv Min HaTorah. The Rambam can't see a difference. Why are you going to say only grapes and olives are Chayv and remind him? And tomorrow, maybe Shivas Aminim. So Rav Shanim said, all Shivas Aminim are Chayv Min HaTorah. That's not Mistabas. So this led the Rambam to declare that all Peris Uilan are Chayv Min HaTorah, and only Maisa Yerik is only the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Boxer is only Chayv Min HaRabbanon. Gemara says Maisa Charuvin is only the Rabbanon. Boxer grows on a tree. So according to the Rambam, why isn't the Chayv Min HaTorah? The Ravid understands that Gemara to mean that all Peris of Yilin is only with the Rabbanon, only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, only grapes and olives is Menator, and all other Peris of Yilin is the Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, that all Peris of Yilin, Achayb and Shumas Mais is Menator, so why is Boxer different? So the Rambam answers that Boxer is Michael Behemah. Basically, it's not really Royal Achilas Adam. It's Nechal Adi Adchak. Normal people don't eat Boxer. That's what the Rambam says. I think you say Bari Pi Ho Eitz. I'm boxing, I think so.
What if it's Michael
Behem,
maybe
a Shako,
but not
a Eitz? I don't know. I think you say Ho Eitz, I'm boxing. I think so. But that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam reads the Gemara Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, that boxer, Maisa Charuvin. Charuvin is boxer. It's only Midirabbanim because basically it's Miyuchad le Michael Behem. It's more Michael Behem than it is Michael Adam. And that's why it's not Chayv Min HaTorah. Okay, mean asvara to distinguish. Why the other Rishonim hold that all, we assume, not like the Rambam. Rambam holds all Peris Eilan Achayim and Atur and Shumas and Maises. That's not the Psak HaMekubal and Shulchan Aruch. We assume only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. So Manish Tana, grapes and olives. So you say, because it's brought on the Mizbech. Okay. What it means is brought on the Mizbech for Bikurim? No. Bikurim, so dates and figs, pomegranate should also be chayim. I mean, it's brought the shemen zayis, it's brought mixed into the mincha, and the yain is brought from the sochem. So how do you know that the grapes and the olives are chayim? Maybe only the shemen zayis, that's how the Ramban holds on chumash. Only the shemen zayis is chayim in HaTorah, the zeisim is only with the Rabbanan, and only the yain is chayim in HaTorah. He thinks the grapes is only with the Rabbanan. So the different opinions, when do you have the chiyuv min HaTorah of chumas and maisis? So what's the din min HaTorah? One is only chayv in chumas and maisis, let's say by dogon, by grain. One is only chayv in chumas and maisis. You have two, the Mishnah and chumas and maisis have the expression, you have two moments of time that are considered shas chayvasa. One shas chayvasa is havo ashlish. When the pears start to grow from the tree, so first it's from the ground, the tua is growing from the ground, so first it's inedible. It's not yet Roy Lachila, it has to reach a certain stage till it should be Roy Lachila. So when it first starts growing, we declare that it's Eitz B'Alma. Shtroy, it's not Roy Lachila. It has to reach a certain stage that it should be considered a pre, that it should be Roy Lachila. So what is that stage? So the Gemara says, for the purpose of Trumas and Maisris, you have to have Havo Ashlish. That's the second half of this Mishnah Gimel. You have to have Havo Ashlish. Has to have grown one third. What do you mean one third? That's very unclear. It means one third of the size that it's going to be when you harvest it. That's what it means. It means it should be sitting in the ground. It normally sits in the ground for 4 months till it grows. So it should be a month and 10 days. If it's one third of the time that it sits in the ground, then it's not going to be one third of its full size, because it grows faster towards the end. So that's a diyun in achrenim. What does it mean, havo ashlish? The Malbusha Yantav has a discussion of that. Malbusha Yantav is one of the few achrenim that Rav Soloveitchik was familiar with, because he was a Rav Chaslavich. That's where Rav Soloveitchik was born. So he had the sefer around in the Beis Medrash. So he has a chelik Aben Ezer, where he has Chumas and Maaseh, Heter Agunis, and so on. Then he has a whole section on mitzvahs hatluyos barets. So he discusses that. What's the definition of havo ashlish? So the halacha is, if you have tvua that didn't grow one third of its, that's the question, one third of its full size, or one third of the time it's supposed to be sitting in the ground, so it's not chayv in Chumas and Maaseh. Yeah, why not? Why not? So the Rashi and the Rambam, they both quote Yerushalmi. The pasuk says, "Aser tases kol tvuas zarecha." Only such a tvua you should be mafresh shumas. Aser taser be mafresh maisris and shumas. Tvuas zarecha, if you would be zorim umatzmich, if you would plant it in the ground and it would grow and it would develop peiros. But if you have grain that didn't have havo ashlish, you let it grow and it didn't ripen even to the extent of havo ashlish, whatever that's defined as. If you would plant it in the ground, if you would harvest that and plant it in the ground, it wouldn't be able to develop to anything. So that's how you know that before havo ashlish, it's considered eitz bi'alma for the purposes of chumas and maisis, and you're not chayv to be mafresh chumas and maisis. What about benegir techi of chalo? What if you have the chameshes minei dogon and they didn't have havo ashlish? So if you'll cut it off in the ground and you want to eat it gizun tehek, you're not chayv in chumas and maisis. It's called eitz bi'alma. But it didn't yet reach the stage of havo ashlish, and it should be considered a pri. So what about for the chi of chala? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. The end of Mishnah Gimel. So Reb Leizer holds tvush lehevi ashlish ptura menachala the zel bezach, because the chumish calls chala reishis harisasechem truma torima lashem. The pasuk refers to chala as truma. We said when you recite the bracha, so the common practices, the women say bracha if they have enough, they have a vada, they have a shear, they say. So the Vilna Gaon is unhappy with that nusach. He says you're not allowed to say a bracha in slang. You have to say a bracha in a biblical Hebrew. That's the insight from the Abu Dram, from a lot of Rishonim. So that we call it chalas, that's slang. That's a Yiddishism. The Tanoim use this expression. In biblical Hebrew, it is that the word chala means the iso, the raw dough. And when you mafresh chala, you really mafresh truma. Reishis ha'ris esechem truma. Torim al Hashem, it's really truma. We mentioned in Mishnah in Me'ilah that a zar, a non-kain, is not permitted to eat truma. So if he eats a kazais, he gets malchus. And the Mishnah says, if he eats a quarter of a kazais of truma, a quarter of a kazais of chala, a quarter of a kazais of bikurim, and a quarter of a kazais of truma's maisa mana maisa, then it's all mitzarf together, and he's going to get malchus because it's shem echad. What's the shem echad? It's all called truma. So that's what Rab Leizer holds in the Mishnah. We don't pasken like Rab Leizer. Rab Leizer shamutehu. He was from the Beis Shammai. We rarely pasken like Reb Leizer. The Gemara Nida lists off a couple of rare cases where we pasken like Reb Leizer. Usually we don't. So Reb Leizer's sheet is that since Chala is a shame truma, shame echad with truma, we agree with him. It's mitzarfim. If you have a half a kazayas of chazer and half a kazayas of pigul, it's not mitzarfim yachad. Half a kazayas of basa b'cholav and half a kazayas of nevela, it's not mitzarfim yachad. It's only mitzarfim yachad if it's shame echad, if Moshe'em shavim, Mishurem shavim. It's the same shame ha'iser. So Chala is a shame truma. I'm asking, sir. Blazer holds, therefore, once you have a pasuk that says that there's no chiyav to be mafresh truma, calls man that the tvua didn't have havo ashlish, because it's eitz bi'alma, so eitz bi'alma shtroi, it doesn't count, so it's eitz bi'alma b'negei techiyav chala is not. And we don't pasken like that, we pasken like the chachamim, that tvua shlehi b'yashlish, it's called eitz bi'alma vis-a-vis hafrashas trumas ha'maisa, ha'gzeris ha'kosav, tvua zarecha, shezorim ha'matzmiach, if you were planted, it would grow. before Avor Shlish, if you plant, it wouldn't grow. So that Xeris HaKosav, that before Avor Shlish is Eitz B'Alma, that's only Benegir to Chumas and Maises. But Benegir to Chala, it all depends on Vole Dechimutz. That's how the Yerushalmi says over here. So the Tvue, Shelo Hevi Shlish, the wheat, the barley, the oats, the rye, the spelt, all of the Chameshes Mine Dogon, even if they didn't have Avor Shlish, if you grind it up and make flour out of it, and you mix it with water, that chemical reaction will occur. It'll be considered chemitz. It won't be sirchon. It'll be bole de chemitz. As long as it's bole de chemitz, then it's chai mechal.
Is Gross saying that this mesecta should be called
Tum? No, he says when the Tanoim talk and learning, we speak Yiddish. We speak Yiddish. Now Yiddish we call it chala. But if there chala, Yiddish, it should be called truma.
If you want to pour anything.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he would call it truma.
Truma?
Yeah. Maseches truma says one kind of truma. This is another kind of truma. That's truma from the Paris.
So that's why they called it challah. It's not that it's a slang.
No, it is a slang. No. The Vilna Gaon says the word challah in biblical Hebrew means the raw dough. It doesn't mean the truma. It doesn't mean the chelik that you take out. Reishis harisa sech mechala. The reishis is the truma. Torima truma lashem. Harisa sech mechala is the dough, the raw dough. He says it doesn't go on the chelik that you take out. That's what he claims. Yeah.
So if the truma is tucked in
chutz laaretz,
why is
chala
not
put in chutz laaretz? Min haTorah it is. We mentioned a little bit. It's going to be much more later. Min haTorah there's no chiyuv chala in chutz laaretz. We mentioned. Last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, there was manazeh. There are two opinions in the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Chafeim and Aleph, whether the Chiyuv Chalav is manazeh in Eretz Yisrael is the Reis of the Rabbanon. The accepted opinion is that it's only in the Rabbanon. Chalav in Eretz Yisrael today is only in the Rabbanon. So the Chalav Chutz Laaretz is at the Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon. So that's why the Gemara in Mechoras, Daf Chav Zayin, has a whole series of unusual kulas. Very great leniencies regarding Chalas Chutz Laaretz that doesn't apply to any other din of Hafrashas Trum Samai. Only Chalas Chutz Laaretz, because it's such a chumra on top of a chumra, so they introduced a lot of kulas. Right. Tosis points out, why did they introduce challah all over the world? Because the Chachamim knew it's going to be a longer golus, it's going to take a long, long time. And the Jews will forget, will be living in chutzlos, will forget the whole institution of Hafrashas challah. So they wanted Kadesh Allah to shtakach mitzvah challah, so they introduced challah all over the world. So they should have introduced trumas and maizes also all over the world. When the religious Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s and so on, they didn't know, didn't have the foggiest notion about Hafrashas trumas and maizes. They say where Rama Galvula came to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the war. He said, "Big Rabbanim were eating. They weren't mafresh Shumas and Isis. They didn't know about Shumas and Isis. They knew about Glad Kosher, Shchita, Bas Mecholav, Taruvis, Malicha. They knew Chelak Alv Yerdeh. They didn't know. So how come the Chachamim didn't introduce mitzvahs, Shumas and Isis all over the world? So that's what Taisa says. No, because Challah looks like it's a Chayvus Aguf. It doesn't really look like it's a mitzvah Pluyibar. It's because if you have flour that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you make dough in Chutz Laaretz, so the Pashtus is that it's going to be a Machlokes Satanayim. The Pashtus is that it's not Chayiv in Challah, because the Gilgul, the Lisha was done in Chutz Laaretz. If you have flour from Chutz Laaretz, if you have wheat that grew in America, and you make flour and you send it to Eretz Yisrael, and they make the Gilgul in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Chayiv min HaTorah. His man that challah was there, I said, then it will be chayv mechallah. So why shouldn't it depend where it grew? If it's a mitzvah, it's an agriculture mitzvah, it should really depend where the flower grew. And the Mishnah says that it doesn't depend. That's the beginning of the perek, the beginning of the second perek, third perek. Here, the beginning of the second perek. Here it's page 11. The beginning of the second perek. Peres chutzlosh and nichnasu lo aretz. He brought flour from America, he brought grain from America into Eretz Yisrael, and he made the dough. Chayov and Bechala, that's min haTorah. Because the Gilgul, the Lisha was in Eretz Yisrael. Yotza mikan v'sham. What if the flour grew in Eretz Yisrael, the grain grew in Eretz Yisrael, then you exported it to Chutz Laaretz and you made the Lisha, you mixed the flour with the water there. So it's a machloikis hatanam. So Reb Leizer holds, either if it grew, if it either grew in Eretz Yisrael, the grain grew in Eretz Yisrael, or the lisha was in Eretz Yisrael. Either one, based on two psukim, chayv and chalam and hatar, and we don't pass like him. I think we pass like Rabbi Akiva. No. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. It depends where the Gilgal is. It doesn't depend where it grew. So that's what Taisus points out in Kiddush in the end of the first parak. It doesn't really look like a chayvus karka. It doesn't look like an agricultural mitzvah. It looks very much like a chayvus gavra. Like in tefillin, like kashrus, like taras hamishpacha. It depends. If you are doing the lisha, if you are kneading the dough in Eretz Yisrael, then you need the dough in chutz lords, then you putter. So it depends where you need the dough. It doesn't depend where it grew. So it doesn't really look like an agriculture mitzvah. Some of the rabbanon they introduced all over the world. Kadesh olatush takach Torah challah. But they're going to introduce trumas and maizes all over the world also for the same rationale. Kadesh olatush takach. They should have introduced kadesh olatush takach Torah. The mitzvah of trumas and maizes shouldn't be forgotten. So that's going to be funny because it's a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. How can it apply in chutz lot? It only applies with this kedusha sa'aretz. But challah doesn't really look so much like a mitzvah. Looks like a chayvus aguf. That's what Taisus explains. The Mishnah in Kiddushin says that the agriculture mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, except for chodosh in Orla. So the Gemara Orla mehalocha. The Mishnah is Orla mehalocha. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Bavli has a machlokes amarim. What does the word mehalocha mean? So one opinion is Mehilchas Medina, means that it's only Midrabon. They only made it Midrabon. And they generally accept it, some who seem to hold like that. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the generally accepted opinion is that Orla B'chutzla, if you plant a tree and pears grow the first 3 years, that's called Orla, so you're not allowed to eat it. So that then even applies in America, even in Chutzlorets. So we assume that that's Allah al Moshe Messina. That's not Midrabon.
Why would they also go to Trump?
So that's what the Mefarshim say, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina or Midrabanan. The reason why is because there's a chilek between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah loy saseh. Mitzvah tliya baretz is Shemitah Yovel is a mitzvah tishmentenu and a tashta, mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maizes, a mitzvah saseh to give like a shikhar peah. But Chodesh is an isa, starts off as an isa, and Orla starts off as an isa. So since these two, the Mishnah says, mitzvah satliyas baretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but the two exceptions of chodosh and orlo, the reason why is because these are isurim. They're not really mitzvah seseh, they're mitzvah loy seseh. It starts off as an isur. If it starts off as a mitzvah seseh, then it's only in Eretz Yisrael. If it starts off as an isur, so that can even apply in chutzlot, even in Atorah, in the Rambam, Allah Pumash Mishinai. But that's really an isur. So the Mishnah has Mishnais and Maisvis and Trumas have. There are two Shas Chayvasos in order to be Chayv in Trumas and Maisvis. The one Shas Chayvas is that you need Havo Ashlish by Tvua and by Paris Elon and by Yerokas, by everything you need to Higir Loinus HaMaisvis. The Paris have to be sufficiently ripened that they should be Roy Lachila, that it should be Chal Ana Teshem Oichel. If it's not yet, sometimes you get fruits that you buy and they're too hard to eat. Sometimes you get a banana. It's not sufficiently ripe, so you have to let it wait for a while in order that it should ripen a little more. So if it's not really edible, so you're not, there's no chiv to be mafresh trumas and maizes on. Let's say grew in Eretz Yisrael. The only time you have trumas and maizes if it had oinus amaisa, it means if it became edible. So the edibility by the tvua is havo ashlish. It's the same thing. Before havo ashlish, it's called eitz bi'alma. It's not considered roi lachil sodom. Before havo ashlish, it wouldn't be zorim amatzmich. If you plant it, it wouldn't grow. So it's not chayvin trumas amaisas. So that's one shas chayvasai, when the stuff is, whatever it happens to be, the dogon tirish v'yitza, whatever it is, whatever is growing, has to reach a certain stage in development that it should be considered peri, that it should be roi lachila. And then there's another shas chavasa by tvua, that's the shas chavasa of miruach. That miruach means you can't be mafresh trumas maisis when it's mechubel karka. You have to detach everything. Then you have to do boirer, you have to separate the oichel and the psoilus. Then you have to make a pile. Miruach means you made a whole neat pile of the oichel without the psoilus. So you have to have havo ashlish, it has to have developed sufficiently on the ground, it has to be ripened till it's roi l'achilo sodom, and then you have to detach it. So the two shas chavasas are the havo ashlish and the miruach. So let's say if something, a soda belongs to Hegdish. Let's say Hegdish has a field, and it's Hegdish b'shas habo ashlish. So the Mishnah is say that it's patur from Trumas and Maisus. B'shas chavas a p'tura hoysa. Well, let's say I own the field, and the Paris are mine, and then I magdish them before we did Miruch, and then the Gizber has his workers, they do the Miruch. So if the Miruch was done with Shus Hegdish, then you say, B'shas Chavasa P'tura Haisa. The two Shas Chavasa is the Chiv Chumas Amais. One Shas Chavasa is the Havoah Shlish, the Gidl, when it grows on the ground, when it's sufficiently ripe to be considered Peri, that it's edible, Roy Lachilas Adam. And the second Shas Chavasa is by Tvue, when you have the Miruch. So if either it's Hegdish B'shas Shas Chavasa, the first Shas Chavasa, the Havoah Shlisha, the second one, then it's going to be Potter. If it's Hegdish in between it, that doesn't Potter. It has to be Hegdish either B'Shas Chavasa, the number one, and Shas Chavasa, number two. Let's say it was Hegdish. Let's say there's going to be the next Mishnah. Let's say it was Hegdish, B'Shas Chavasa, either Havoah Shlish or the Miruach, and then later on someone buys it up from Hegdish. After he buys it from Hegdish, then he grinds it up and he makes flour out of it and he makes chalas. So then it'll be Chayv Chalah. Why? Because by Hafrosh Haschalah, these are irrelevant. The Shas Chavasa is not the Miruach, and the Shas Chavasa is not the Havoah Shlish. Shas Chavasa is the Gilgul, the Lisha, when I mix it. So that's the next Mishnah. You can't do what? Cheskes habatim. Cheskes habatim is a different din. You mean if a person is living on my field and I say you're a ganef and I can prove the field used to belong to me, so I have the cheskes marakama, and he doesn't have any raya that it says, but he claims that I sold it to him. So if he can prove, that's the Mishnah cheskes habatim. If he can bring two witnesses, the neighbors, whatever, he can bring two witnesses that he was eating the peiros on the field, he was living in the house for 3 years, and it looked like Adam Oysa B'Toch Shalom. They didn't see him hiding. It looked like it belonged to him. The neighbors don't know who it belongs to. They remember I used to live there, and now they saw the last couple of years that he's living there. So if he was living there, called Adam Oysa B'Toch Shalom, so then that's a cheskes habatim. That's a raya that he's telling the truth. So he tells that it's his, we believe him. But what happens if he was doing crazy things? He wasn't harvesting it like normal. He was yanking off peiros in a very unusual, acting like a ganef. He wasn't acting called the Moshe B'Toch Shalom. So then it doesn't constitute a cheskes habatim, right? Cheskes habatim is a different thing. But it's only a haychocha. The fact that he ate achilas peiros for 3 years only serves as a haychocha that he's telling the truth, and he has a right to keep it. If he ate the peiros, kidiachli in sheep, like a normal person, called the Moshe B'Toch Shalom. So if he harvested in a crazy fashion, then it doesn't serve as a chocha, that it's his. Yeah. This din that I was saying about the Hegdish, that's in this Mishnah. I made a mistake. There's a Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah has Hegdish Shenivdu. Hegdish Shenivdu. It was Hegdish B'Shas Chavasai, either B'Shas Havoah Shlish or B'Shas Meiruach. So therefore it's not Chaim and Chumas and Maiseris, but after I was paided, then I make flour of it. I made flour before. I did the Gilgal, I did the Lisha. I mixed the flour with the water after I already was paided up from Hegdish. So then the Mishnah says, it's Chai Bechala, even though it's Pata from Chumas and Maiseris. Pata from Chumas and Maiseris because Hegdish is Pata. Hegdish is Pata, it's either Hegdish B'Shas Chavasav, Havoah Shlish, or B'Shas Chavasav Meruach. But it's Chayv and Chalav, because the Shas Chavas of Chalav is only one, the Gilgal Ho'isa. Yeah, what's the Maaseh Sheni? What the Mishnah throw in about Maaseh Sheni? So the Rashi explains. Maaseh Sheni is like this. There are 7 years in the Shemitah cycle, so whatever grows in the seventh year, the Beis Yosef says the mitzvah on the owner that he should be mafkir everything. So once he's mafkir everything, so Hepka is part from Shumas and Maaseh, so he's not Chayv in anything. Fine. But what about the other 6 years? He's not mafkir anything. Then he's chayv to be mafresh shumas and maisis. Kol's mine is not mafresh. Everything has an isa tevel. And tevel, if it's real tevel, there is going to be misa b'dei shemaim, whoever eats it. So the seder hafroshes is, he's supposed to go in order. First, he's supposed to be mafresh bikurim, if it's from the shivas aminim. First, you're mafresh bikurim. That comes way before you detach it from the ground. After you detach it from the ground, so the first thing is supposed to be mafresh is truma gedoyla. min haTorah there's no shear, and min the Rabbanan Chacham say 2%. Ech mechamishim is normal, and then you're supposed to be mafresh 10% for Maaser Rishon, and then you mafresh Maaser Sheni. So the first and the second year is a mafresh Maaser Sheni, which you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim and eat b'kedusha v'tahara. The third year, instead of being mafresh Maaser Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim, you mafresh Maaser Oni, and they're supposed to leave it for the aniyim. The fourth and the fifth years are a repeat, like the first and the second years, mafresh Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and then the sixth year is a repeat of the third year that you mafresh Maaser Oni instead of Maaser Sheni. So Maaser Sheni is a pasuk in the end of Parshas Bechukos, in the end of Chumash VaYikra. The pasuk says something like V'chal Maaser Oretz Miser Oretz Mipri Ha'etz Kodesh Lashem. The Maaser Sheni does go on Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is not Kodesh Lashem. Maaser Rishon the Levim can eat wherever they want. The pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, "V'chal Tamosa B'chol Mokim." And the Gemara has a drasha. Afilu B'beis HaKvaros, the Levim can eat Maaser Rishon in the state of Tumah, and the Beis HaKvaros does not. There's no kedushas Maaser Rishon. So when it says V'chal Maaser Horetz Mizera Horetz Mipri Horetz Kodesh Lashem, the Rashi writes from the Gemara. Obviously, it's talking about Maaser Sheni. So when it's called Kodesh Lashem, what does that imply? So that's a machlekes Hatanaim, Rab Meir, and Rab Yudit. That's what the Rash quotes over here. The Gemara has a machlekes whether Maaser Sheni Momen Bailim or Maaser Sheni Momen Gavoya. So usually when there's a machlekes Rab Meir, Rab Yudit, usually Rab Meir, Rab Yudit, Halacha Ki Rab Yudit. And there are here and there. There are a few exceptions to the rule. It's not, there never was a rule. The Pashta says, what does it mean Rab Meir, Rab Yudit, Halacha Ki Rab Yudit? Not that they said the Halacha is always like Rab Yudit. The Pashta says they took a vote, and every machleg is a mayor of Buddha, and it turned out that 95 out of 100 times the consensus was like Rabbi Yudah. So they said, it's a rule. It wasn't a rule. It's not that we're always going to vote Democrat. Whatever the Democrats say, we're always going to vote Democrat, and they're always going to vote Republicans. The Tanaim didn't go like that. On every issue, they took a vote. It turned out 95 out of 100 times, the majority was, the consensus was like Rabbi Yudah. In our five cases, the consensus was the Roiv. In the next generation, when they took a vote, the Roiv was like Rabbi Meir. So, in the next generation, when they were voting, so because Rav Meir was so sharp, and he would explain Panim Lakan and Panim Lakan, in the days of the Tanoim, the Talmidim wanted to hear where they told you Allah Almighty, what's the din. Today, usually they don't like, they like to hear Rav Chaim, they like to hear in the Luften. But in the days of the time, they wanted to hear Brisket Torah, but they wanted to get bottom line Psak Halacha L'Maaseh also. So Rav Meir used to give such pilpulim, Parim Lakan, explain it, Mekan Zog Nazayim, Mekan Zog Fakert. So the Talmidim left him. He had very few Talmidim learning by him. So the next generation, when they took the vote, the Roy was usually against Rav Meir, because they all left him and he went to Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah said, the din is like this, and Fartik, he gave you Hezben, he gave kids to Shulchan Aruch also. Psak Halacha L'Maaseh. So the Gemara says, although usually we assume Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Halacha Rabbi Yudah, the Gemara in Erevin gives a list of all of the general klolim. It's not really a klal. It's each time they took a consensus. It turned out like that. That's Alpi Pashtus. So the Gemara says this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Here we pass like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir holds that pasuk v'chol ma'aser haaretz mizera haaretz mipri haaretz kodesh l'Hashem means that ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoya. We don't treat it as if it's mamon bailim. We treat it as if it's hegdish. We call it hegdish. And Vida and Maisa says, how can you tell from that? Everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Yudah also agrees to that din. Rabbi Yudah holds Mamon Bailim, and he still agrees to that din. You're not allowed to eat it, Baninas, and Nanasatim and Menel Meis. Everybody agrees to what it says in the Vidui. The question is it Mamon Bailim or Mamon Gavaya? So Rabbi Meir learns that from the Pasuk, Kodesh Lashem. He says that Kodesh has the connotation of Hegdish. And Hegdish has Halacha that it's you treat it as Mamon Gavaya. Doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't belong to me. We treat it like it's Hegdish. Take for example, Mikadosh and Isha. Okay, if a man has a farmer has Maaser Sheni and he gives the Maaser Sheni to a woman and he says Hariyam Kodesh Asli, so the Mishnah and Kiddushin has that machlek. So according to Rabbi Yudah, Maaser Sheni Mamon Bailim, so she's Mekodesh. I have the ability to give it the matana to somebody else, and we paskan like Rabbi Meir, Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoya. We treat it as if it were Hegdash, so you don't have the ability to give it b'matana. I can invite other people to eat Maaser Sheni with me. When I come to Yerushalayim, I have a ton of Maaser Sheni. I can't eat it myself. I'll plots from eating so much. So I can invite the many people to eat, but I can't be makna to them. I invite them, they should eat my Maaseh Sheni. They have to go to mikveh, they have to eat it, b'kedusha v'tahara. But I can't give it b'matana, even if I try, even if I give it. The matana is not chal. The kedusha will not be chal.
Why wouldn't it be chal if it's like me'ilah or something? I mean, you typically, like when you have
kids
like that.
No, me'ilah is kachah hamikdosh. It's not, you don't eat them.
I think there's still a concept. Like typically when you have something like that, the transaction would be valid and then it would not be, it would be done for Israel.
See, here the Gemara says that Mama Gavai means that it treated like Hegdish, the Maton is not Chal. The Mecher is not Chal, the Maton is not Chal. You don't have the ability to transfer ownership. The Yudah holds that yes.
It's not yours.
That's a question, is it to be taken literally, Maaseh Sheni? Really, Mamon Gavoya means it literally, not mine. The Ravid sounds like he holds like that, and they have a lot of Rayas, B'Shem Abchaim, they have a lot of Hoichachas, but the Ramam does not hold like that. The Ramam holds it, even Karbonis, Amam Karbonis, Kachi Kachim, Amam Gavoya. So you see from the Ramam in a few places that he doesn't understand that literally, that it's Mamon Gavoya. It really belongs to me, whoever the Bala Karbon is, I was Magdush, the Chatos, or the Oshim, or the Oilo, but it has such a high level of Kedusha, you have no right to act as a balabas. You have no right to transfer ownership to someone else. And even if you did, not just it's an Iser, it's simply not Chal. You don't have the ability to give it over b'matana to someone else. So we paskin, that's how the Gemara says, we paskin the Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavaya. It's considered Hegdish. It's considered Hegdish. So Hegdish, let's say Hegdish is baking, for some reason or another, Hegdish is baking cake and cookies. The Gizbah has flour. He's having an auction, having a sale. So he's baking challahs and cakes and cookies, and people are going to buy it. They're going to be paid them in a Hegdish. So is the Gizbah mechuyev to be mafresh challah? So the answer is no. If it belongs to the Hegdish, if it belongs to Hegdish at the Shas Chayvasa, at the Gilgal of the Lisha, when he needs it with the water, so Hegdish, Reshus Arisoy Seichem, Torim Utrumalash Arisoy Seichem, Prat la Hegdish, if it belongs to Hegdish, not. So if it's Maaseh Sheni Dike Tvue, I took Maaseh Sheni Dike Tvue, and I take it to Yerushalayim, so that'll be a machlekes Rameh Reb Yudah, whether it'll be chayiv in challah or not. See, if the din would have been like Reb Yudah, which it isn't, then the Maaseh Sheni would have been mam and bailam, would have been chayiv in challah. But we pass the Maaseh Sheni as mam and gavoy, so it's labeled as hegdish. We say it's hegdish, it's not chayiv in hafrashas challah. See, here the Mishnah talks about, yeah, the Rash happens to quote the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin in Perek Chelik. This machlok is Amer Abuda, whether you chayiv in hafrosh eschalo or not. The Gemara has in Psochim, Daf Lamed Vav, I think. The Rash quotes everything over here. The Gemara has in Psochim three machlok is Amer Abuda in three cases. What if you have an esroi of Maaseh Sheni? Are you yotzei on Sukkos or not? So you need shalachem on the first 2 days. You need shalachem. So according to Rabbi Yudah, my sheni is mom and bailim. So it's his esrei. So shalachem. According to Rabbi Meir, we pass like our Meir. You're not yotze with esrig of my sheni because it's mom and gavoy. It's not called mom and bailim. It's not called shalachem. Then Gemara has a second machlokes. What if you took the flour from the Maaseh Sheni and you made matzahs in Yerushalayim? You're going to make matzahs chutz in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it. So it's treif. You're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni Chutz Lamshi. You're not yotze with a treif of matzah. Meretach, if you brought the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and then you bake the matzahs. So it's a kosher of matzah. You're allowed to it. You're obligated to it. It's a mitzvah to eat the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim b'kedusha v'tahara. So that'll be a machlekes, Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. According to Rab Yudah, Maaseh Sheni, Mam and Bailim, so the matzah is mine, so I'm yotze. According to Rab Meir, Maaseh Sheni, Mam and Gavai, you're not yotze. Frek the Gemara. If you steal from a person, so they're a dinam aganef, it's kind of bishina, but here it's a different word. It's not bama gavoya and I stole it from gavoya. It has kedushas, the Maaseh Sheni has kedushas Maaseh Sheni on. And if I'm going to grind it up and make flour and make bread, that's what you're supposed to do with the Maaseh Sheni. So you don't say that shinu is kaina. He's not considered a gazlan. Who's he stealing from? He brought his own Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and he grinds it up and he makes flour. That's what he's supposed to do. And Nishken Ganef. So the Gemara asks, what is he not yotze? Bishleim adalid minim shteita din yinit shalachem, ulakachtam lachem, yinit shalachem. So according to Rab Meir, it's Maaseh Sheni, mam and gavoya, it's not called shalachem. We treat it as if it's Hegdish. But if it's matzah, What's the halach? If it's treif, if you eat ma'aser sheni chutzli Yerushalayim, so it's treif and matzah. So you can't be yotzeh with matzah shel tevel, matzah shel shalisa, you're not yotzeh. But if you eat the ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, the Gemara asks, why are you not yotzeh? Is there really a din that you need shalachem? There's no pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, psak zeh reshava. You learn gzeir shava between lechem lechem. It says by challah, it says oy bachochem lechem haaretz, and it says by matzah you have to eat lechem oini, and by challah the Gemara says it'll be a machlekes or meir abuda whether it's chayev in challah not again in Yerushalayim. If you're going to mix flour with water of ma'aser sheni, digging flour with water chutz li Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat it. So it's treif. So there's nothing to discuss. It's not chayev in challah. And tray for food is not chayim chalat. That's lochalat days. That's the gemara in the end of Chulin. The gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelik, towards the very end. Right, the gemara there is talking to sugi v'yani dacha. So the gemara said, if you have ma'aser sheni chutzli rishalayim, and you made dough out of it, bein l'rab meir, bein l'rab yudah, for sure you're not chayiv in chalat. Why not? So some Rishonim say the whole machlekes for this mamam bal mamam gavoya is only in Yerushalayim when it's muta bachila. Outside of Yerushalayim, everybody agrees that it's mamam gavoya. Most of the Rishonim say that that's not correct. That's not what the Gemara meant to say. The Mishnah is talking kedushin. A man is mekadosh and isha with ma'aser sheni. He's a farmer. He lives in Kiryat Shmona. He doesn't live in Yerushalayim. He's mekadosh the girl of ma'aser sheni chutz li Yerushalayim. And if you hold mamam bailam, she is mekudeshes. It's mamam bailam. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aser sheni mamam bailam chutz li Yerushalayim also. So most of the Rishonim say that's not the reason why. The Gemara says that if you made chalas chutz li Yerushalayim from flour from ma'aser sheni, the l'chola days you're not chayiv in chala because everyone agrees that it's mamam gavoya. Not true. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that ma'aser sheni is mamam bailam is even chutz li Yerushalayim. But chayiv chalas adin. If it's treif for chalaf, you're not allowed to eat it. If you're making cake or cookies chutz li Yerushalayim, it's treif. So that's why you're not chayiv in hafrosh chal. Okay, good. If and when you bring it to Yerushalayim, then we'll discuss. Maybe. Yeah, but let's say the Mishnah has a goy needs flour with water, and then he converts afterwards. So since Bishas Chaybasa, let's say Hegdish, the Gizber owns flour with water, and he's baking cakes and cookies and challahs, and they do the Lisha, they do the Gilgal, and it belongs to Hegdish, and then someone is paid it later on. So the Mishnah says, Bishas Chaybasa Ptura Hoysa. Since at the time of the Gilgal, it was Pater, and the Chi of Challahs Chal at the time of the Lisha, when you mix the flour with the water, and you make a dough out of it, so just because he converts after the Gilgal, or the Hegdish, the Gizber shall Hegdish auction it off and he sells it to someone after the Lisha, after the Gilgulas, does become Chayiv in Chalas. So the same thing over here. If Bishas the Gilgul, it was Chutz Yerushalayim, it was Treif, then he's going to bring it to Yerushalayim later, it's not going to become Chayiv later. Bishas Chavos is when you do the Lisha, when you do the Gilgul. So the Gemara says there again, the Gemara has three braises. The Gemara says, Isa shall ma'aser sheni be Yerushalayim, depends on Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, whether it's Chayiv and Chala or not. And Esrik shall ma'aser sheni is machleg zemer abuda. Whether mamon gavoy mamon hedya, tell you yotzei is a kol shalachem. And matzah shall ma'aser sheni is also machleg zemer abuda. So the Gemara says bishleima Esrik, because Esrik the first day has to be shalachem. You understand? Bishleima we understand chala because there's reishis arisoi seichem shalachem. And if it's Hegdish, it's not Pratla Hegdish. So that's the Machleg Zamer Rabbi. Do you treat Ma'aser Sheni like it's Hegdish? Do you say it's Mama Gavoy, you treat it like Hegdish? They say Mama Bailim, it's not called Hegdish. But why should you say that Matzah? If the Matzah is in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. Mitzvah to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why should Rabbi Yehuda, why should Rabbi Meir say that you're not Yotzei? And that's how the Rama passed. Why should Rabbi Meir say that Ma'aser Sheni is Maman Gavoya and you're not Yotzei with the Matzah Shal Ma'aser Sheni? The Gemara says that you don't need Shalachem. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Gzeru Shova Lechem Lechem. Just like by Chala, it says by Bachoch Melechem Ha'oritz. And by Chala, there's a Machlaikas, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda with a Shech. Yechayv and Chala by Yisus Shal Ma'aser Sheni v'Yushalayim. So the same din will carry over Lechem Oni on Pesach night. So what exactly did you carry over here? So that's a question in the Rishonim. So the Rosh understood in the Gemara that the Lechem Lechem, the Rosh on Psochim, on that Gemara, in Daf Lamed Ches, I think it is. So the Rosh understood on the Gemara The Gemara is telling you that just like you need Shalachem on the first day of Sukkos, Lokachtam Alachem Shalachem, so you need Shalachem by Matzah. And if somebody steals a matzah from someone else, he's not yotze because it's not shalachem. Forget about mitzvah baba avera. The Rambam writes, if you steal a matzah from someone else, no good, but it's mitzvah baba avera. So the Rosh doesn't quote the Rambam, he just says, steal a matzah, it's not shalachem. Forget about mitzvah baba avera. You don't need mitzvah baba avera. It has to be shalachem. So that's the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam, when the Gemara posed the question there in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara said, what's wrong with matzah shall ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim? Even if you hold that it's mom and gavoyah, so what? Bushteita didn't and you need shalachem. The Gemara said, no, it's a gerav shavah lechem lechem. Just like lechem by challah, if it's mom and gavoyah, so ma'aseh sheni will not be chai v'challah, so too lechem by matzah is no good. So the Rambam understood that you don't need shalachem by matzah. There's no such halacha. Gam v'te matzah is no good because mitzvah baba avera. It's not because you need shalachem. The Gemara just meant a matzah shal hegdish is no good. Just like by bikurim, you learn lechem lechem. Just like by challah. If it's shal hegdish, you're not chayv and challah. So if you hold ma'aseh sheni mom and gavoya, I call it hegdish. It's not chayv and challah. So a matzah shal hegdish is puzzle to be yotze leil Pesach. So according to Reb Meir, whom we paskan like ma'aseh sheni mom and gavoya, I label it as hegdish. So it's a matzah shal hegdish is puzzle. That's how the Rambam understood. But there is no requirement that you need shalachem. Hashem came to Rosh. The Rosh understood the Gemara. The Zerushav Lechem Lechem comes to teach me that you need shalachem. Just like you need shalachem on the first day Sukkos. On the Dalaminim. So too you need shalachem on the Matzah, on Leil Pesach.
So that's... So
that's what the Taz points out. When you have guests in the house, so you have to be makna to everybody. I have to tell everybody. Everybody have in mind to be kind in the matzah because you have to have shalachem. Like on Sukkos, first day Sukkos, you have to give a matan malas l'achzah. By the matzah, you can't give a matan malas l'achzah. He's going to eat it. So you have to tell everybody heaven's in, have in mind to be kind as shutvis. So that's what the Taz says. Whoever heard? We never heard of that. So the Taz says, no, there's a din in Ebenezer that when you invite guests to your home and you put food on the table in front of them, it's a self-understood umdina that you're giving them a bailus on the food that they're eating. Because an Ebenezer has the following discussion. I invite singles to eat by me, and one of the boys likes one of the girls, so he takes the fertlap chicken, he gives it to the girl and says, Hare Mekudeshesli. Is the chicken his or is it the Balabas's? Does it belong to the Balabas and the Balabas gave him permission to eat it, but it's not his? Say, how can it be Mekadosh and Isha? Or they say, no, it's self understood that the food that I put on your plate, it's an umdir in the mukhach that I'm makna to you. So the Taz says, as it says in Ebenezer, in Hilchas Kiddushin, that it's an umdir that the balabas, when he invites guests and he puts the food in front of them, is makna the food to the guests. So that's why Pesach Nah, there's no need to make such a hachrozah, to make an announcement. Everybody should have in zin to be koina. On Sukkos, you have to say, you have in mind to be koina, man tam shalah achse. But on Pesach Nah, you don't have to. And others disagree in Ebenezer. They say, we don't hold like that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.